What's being debated today is the subject of day services. And this is about people having meaningful and productive lives. When young people with a learning disability leave school, they don't have the same opportunities as other young people, but they have the same ambitions. So being debated today will be what are the services and support that people need to open up opportunities in further and continuing education, with the appropriate
implication being
to get
that,
around,
that the existing day care facilities just don't cut the mustard. They're not offering enough choice, enough independence.
Well, daycare is not somebody's ambition. I mean, if somebody said to you, "What do you do?" to say, "I go to a day centre," is not your first choice of an answer, nor would that be for in your ambitions for your children. But it's a vital service. It's an absolutely vital service so that people do have more productive and developmental activities, and so that families have support to continue with their lives. So the debate today is about, I think it's about making sure that people recognise that this is not, or that the politicians and ministers recognise that this is not just a health and social services issue. This is about Dell, this is about transport, this is about housing, it's about a full and meaningful life. One of the things that concerns us in the way that the motion is phrased, though, is that it makes a dichotomy between day centres and day opportunities. And we're saying that this is worrying, because it sounds like day centres are for people with the most complex disabilities and opportunities are for everybody else with more ability. And that's a dangerous road to go down. And that's where the choice and control comes into it.
But offering more tailored individual packages for people is just going to cost an awful lot more money.
Well, that's what the rhetoric is actually saying. So we're saying, if that's what you're saying, then let's show us that that's what you're doing. And it is actually the only way to go, to be with the range of what's involved in learning disability. This is not a single condition. This is a very heterogeneous group of people. So it does take understanding the individual, what's possible for them, and providing the opportunities and then the support to make that a success.
Maureen Piggott, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.